Yeah, it's pretty gross out.
Kind of like a foggish layer, and then I had to take the garbage out to the curb this morning, and like it's a 70 degree temperature, but it sure didn't really feel that good because it was still better in the house where it's drier.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this has been one of the worst summers as far as weather that I've ever experienced.
Yeah, not a lot of days that are actually nice where you can enjoy them all day long. You know, it's either too cold and rainy or too rainy or just too hot to do anything. It's waiting for it to level out a little bit.
Well, we're what, 2.5 months away from fall and we haven't had more than a week of nice weather?
That's crazy. Well, hopefully the fall will be good. I prefer that as well. I know you do too, but how's the yard coming along? You got any progress there? Haven't heard any updates.
No, none yet. It's getting frustrating. The guy I hired to do this, you know, he got the first round of dirt knocked out, did a good job, and now I can't get him to come back. You know, he's busy. I mean, granted, it's been horrible weather, so I know he's falling behind, but we still got a lot of work to do. I still don't have a yard, so I'm going to give him, I'll probably give him another week here to at least schedule something with me and be like, all right, I'll be there this day before I'm going to have to find someone else, because we're, you know, 2 months goes quick. You blink and it's the next week, so I need this all done and prepped by August so I can seed, and I still have a lot of work to do after it gets graded, including, you know, picking out debris because it's fill dirt and unscreened topsoil, picking out rocks, things like that. So there's still a lot to do. It's not just him pushing the dirt down.
Man, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's somewhat typical, though. And if he came and did a good job on the first round, you kind of want to stick with him. And then, you know, like you said, busy weather, all that. I hope it works out for you because but, yeah, none of those things ever go in a timely fashion like you want it to. Not a whole lot you can do about it either, but the plan you got is about as good as it's going to get. Give them about another week and then start shopping.
NADBF. Yeah, it's pretty much what I told my wife. I was like, don't plan on having a yard this whole summer. You know, next year we'll be able to enjoy it, but this summer's a building year and dumping a lot of money into it and just kind of living inside, which fortunately the weather's been so bad that I'm not really missing the yard, but it is what it is. Give me 1 second, I gotta take this call. NADBF.
VSI. CY, Don, you out there?
Running a little late today and the calls are already coming in. Anyway, so yeah, that's where we're at. It is what it is. The driveway got trashed again, so that's the other bummer. Anyway, what have you been up to, Greg? How you been?
I am good. Nothing in life happenings is very exciting. Ham radio, I got a P25 radio that I'm tinkering with. Lots of little ups and downs with that between the software and the hardware and the getting parts for it and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I got the T-shirt for P25 and could get on the repeater and talk simplex with Dave. Yesterday I got it working with my PiStar. I think I want to get some alignment done on both my EMR radios and my P25 radio, so I'm going to be doing that probably after field day. And today's probably prepping for field day, you know, getting the software all ready and getting my routine down and see what happens with that.
Good deal. I remember the last time I talked to you, you were working on that Midland, so it sounds like you got it dialed in finally. I look at the radios and then talk myself out of it because I'm still not in range, and I would hate to have a shiny toy that I couldn't use. Perfect example, I bought that handheld CB radio, drove around with it in a truck for 3 days, did not hear a single thing, and I was like, this is not worth having. So that's why I haven't gotten into the P25 yet, but I do want to start playing a little bit more radio. I just have not had any damn time. But I do have a, I do have an ICOM 705 in my cart again. So we'll see what happens this fall.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with that radio. It's a nice thing to have if you got the use for it and all of that sort of thing. Yeah, CP in the car, I don't know about that. And in your case, even the P25, you know, halfway to work, you know, the second half, and then while you're at work, that's about all you would use it for as far as the repeater's concerned. Yeah, same here. I'm not probably going to use it a whole lot, but I went the cheapest route I could find, and I got my feet wet on it, and I learned some stuff, and I'll finish the project, get everything all dialed in. You know, like I said, it's working now, but it can be a little bit better, so I'll go for the whole nine yards, and then I'll have that in my repertoire. But as far as your use case, I don't know that I would do it at all, especially for the cost of it. It you know, if it was $100, yeah, maybe, but it's significantly more.
I'm in my crater. Are you getting me okay here?
No problem. A little bit of bacon, but that's about it.
All right. Yeah, all said and done, I was going to be probably closer to $400 into it. Like, man, that's a tough pill to swallow. I could buy, you know, I didn't pay that for my 2730B that's on my desk that, you know, does a lot more. So that's why I kind of backed away. And I want to get another QRP rig just for listening. I was looking at the 6100, and then I was like, you know what, if I'm going to do it, I might as well get the one I want. So I'm probably going to get a 705 again just because it'll do everything I want it to do. I do want to hear this P25 stuff, though. I want to see the hype. It just doesn't make sense for me to try it because I won't be able to hear anything.
It definitely sounds good. There's no question there. It's in my opinion, you know, everybody's different. Don't know anything about D-Star, DMR, you know, how digital it is, and then Fusion to me is a step up from that, and then I want to say P25 is a half step up from that. You can tell the differences, and P25 is better in my opinion.
That's how I've always understood it, is it's the pinnacle of digital. I'm biased. I like the D-Star. I like D-Star to D-Star. I don't like the crossover. It doesn't sound as good. But, you know, talking to Dave, D-Star to D-Star, I think that's the best digital I've heard. But we don't ever do it. My open spot's probably dead in a drawer somewhere.
I would venture to think RF-wise, if you could go RF, D-Star to D-Star, that would probably be really good. Dave and I could probably do that. KZ, Dave and I, we just can't hit each other. He's only 7-8 miles away, but he's kind of in a little bowl, and there's nothing that we've been able to direct RF with each other. So maybe if I get an antenna outside and a little higher at some point, we'll see. But that sort of thing. And then as far as hearing the P25, we still got to get to do a meet you and Sean lunch day. And then I'll bring mine, he can bring his, and you can get a feel for it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Didn't quite catch who that was.
W8FU. I've been listening for a bit here while I was at the line at Starbucks. And for some reason, the Warren's offline, so won't be able to get to that for about 5-10 minutes here, but FYI.
Warren FBI repeater?
Yepers, it's not on the system, so everything else seems to be connected, but Warren's offline, so.
Because Dakota just kind of went dark. Maybe he just switched from Romeo or Richmond over to Warren, and then he's not there. I'm on the hub, so, all right, good to know. You heading that way then?
Warren and UMP are not linked right now. we were just talking about that. I just chimed in here and told Greg, and I thought I was telling you and Greg, but Greg said surmised that you had gone over there. I won't be able to get to it for about 5 minutes here. But yeah, for some reason, Warren is, the repeater is up because why am I drawing a blank? Brian on there this morning. He was at work. And then I switched over and I heard you guys talking. I'm like, what the heck? And, ah, crap.
I misspoke. UMP is up here.
Yeah, I think Warren is, the repeater's up, but it's not connected, so take a look at that when I get stopped here. I don't have the stuff on my phone to deal with it. I got it on my laptop here, but I ain't pulling my laptop up and firing it up. Anyhow, good morning. I heard most of the discussion.
Just the usual chit-chat in that at the 7 a.m. hour. Got up early, got my 45 minutes of cardio in, and got the garbage taken to the curb, and now I'm just chilling.
Good morning, John. I'm just making my way here. I'm almost to work. It's Friday. Have a birthday party I got to go to tonight. Then it's the weekend. Groovy. Well, I'm ahead of schedule here. I'm just pulling in the lot right now. And for me, it's, work day. Boy, it's really foggy or something here by work. The week, I got a new generator coming on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. Get that thing fired up and see how it runs. Should be able to run my whole house and then some. So, all right, I'm in the lot here. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. I'll run inside and get the Warren connected next couple 5 minutes or so. Greg, W8FU.
All right, good deal. And on the generator, too, we'll talk about that a little more. Dakota, I didn't hear, how was Vegas? That was all the way last weekend, wasn't it? Didn't really know why you were going and how it all went.
All right, John, have a good one, man. So it was our CEO's wife's 50th, and he threw her a surprise party. So he flew some of us out there for the weekend. For whatever reason, I don't know, there was a handful of us from the company that went, and then the rest was friends and family. So I thought that was pretty cool, but that was the main reason we went out there. And then our anniversary was last Sunday. And it's funny, I just said the same thing. I'm like, can you believe that was a week ago already? Time flies. So it was a riot. We got 7 hours of sleep in 3 days. We were up for 25 hours the first day, partied for 12 hours straight, and then woke up in it again. So, is it something I'd want to do every weekend? No, but it was definitely fun.
Wow, that's perfect. That's exactly the way it should go. Yeah, not always, but you get a trip like that, you take advantage of it. Very cool. Just where did you stay? I'm curious.
We stayed at the Encore, which is right next to the Wynn.
Very good. Cool. Did you stay there the whole time, or did you chomp around at all?
Nope, we stayed there. It's basically a campus. They're all connected. So everything, the whole itinerary, which we had a booked one, it was really nice because we didn't have to go outside other than the pool party, which was also at the hotel, and then you could just traverse between the two hotels inside. So that was really nice. I got some pictures and videos I can show you and some stuff I can tell you off air, but it was a great time. I'm super glad I went. Monday was tough, though. So was Tuesday.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, as you get older, and well, you went pretty hard, but good. Yeah, I remember it would take it a day to recover and then 2 days to recover. Now if I go hard, it's like 4 days, and so I just pretty much don't do it anymore. But you got to take advantage of those. And yeah, we'll get a lunch together and go over some stuff. And very good. Glad to hear you did that. And then it's a good getaway for you. You probably needed it.
Yeah, or maybe one weekend we can all get together and, you know, grab lunch or poda or do something. Just, you know, we got to get some decent weather here. But, yeah, that was the first time my wife and I went on vacation since we started having kids 5 years ago. So it was very nice, but short-lived. Anyway, I'm here. Friday. I'm late. There's already people calling me, so I'm going to get inside and get today rolling. So maybe I'll catch you on my way out of here. If not, I'll be around this weekend and hopefully you're going to play some radio. So I'll be clear for yours. Good talking to you, and have a good day. NADBF.
All right, very good. Get in there and hopefully get out of there, you know, at a decent time today, maybe early. It is Friday, right? Talk to you soon, KE8VSI.
Who? Was that ABAPR? Was that you, Phil? I think we doubled.
Yeah, ABAPR.
Yeah, just FYI, 2.6 is offline, and it's not anything I can do remotely. Got no connectivity into the site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just tried relinking and nothing happened, so I figured something like that. Was it something you have to go to the site for?
Yep. It looks like the router at that location's offline for some reason.
All right, you never hooked up that remote AC switch, did you?
No, but if I didn't have connectivity into the site, how would I get to it?
Oh, well, those things can be set up to, like, ping every so often, and if it doesn't get a response from the router or whatever, it would reboot automatically.
Okay, so far as I know, the ones that we've utilized don't do that. I'm sure they could. Well, I'm guessing they could, but I know of no such functionality built into them.
Yeah, I've got one at the computer site and one at the where the router is, which is remote, and they both do that. So I have the one at the computer site pinging the router, and if it doesn't detect it, it will recycle the power at there, and then if it's the one at the router, if it stops pinging like Google, it will reboot it will recycle the power.
Makes a lot of sense, but I'm not aware of us having anything like that on ours. I don't know. Fred set them up, so I'm not sure if that's a capability or something we don't do or can't do or don't want to do, you know, et cetera. So all I know it's offline, and I don't know if that's the case.
Okay, well,
you'll figure it out, I'm sure.
So I pulled the trigger on the Kenwood, this older model Kenwood.
Yeah, I heard you briefly talking about that yesterday, but and I've seen a few of the older ones, but I have no firsthand knowledge or any pretty much any knowledge of any of the older stuff. About the only thing I know about is the NX series, and they were off my radar before that, so interesting.
Yeah, this is a TK series. It's doesn't have DMR, but looks good, and was able to get all the parts you need to remote it, and the programming software I can get for nothing, and it's not locked in like the newer stuff is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the TK series products, but that was a long running, you know, series TK. I mean, I think our little repeaters are TKs, you know, so they've been doing TKs for a very long time. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I should have it in a few days, probably beginning of the week, to play around and see how it works. Oh, my God. We had somebody going 20 miles an hour, you know. 45 miles zone. Can't they just push the pedal a little harder? All right, I'm just about at work here, so catch you later, APPR.
W-A-R-C-Y, it's to the party. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Good morning and good Friday. Kilo Echo 8, Lee Mouth X-ray. I'm sorry I didn't catch that response. I was in another room. You want to try again?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Lee Mouth X-ray. I was just saying, good morning and good Friday.
Hi, thank you very much. You do the same, and I'm over here in just outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I'm tired of all the little rain showers we're getting, but it doesn't look like we're going to get hit too badly today in the metro Detroit area. So, all right, thank you for the comeback. Greatly appreciate it. You have a great weekend. W-8-R-C-Y, we're clear.
Hopefully the rain's not too bad today. We're on our way to Stony Creek for the fireworks today. Currently on 26 Mile in the Mobile. Glad you have a good rest of your day. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lee Mile Pack, right clear.
Better, and I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better. And, yeah, I'm with you on that. Anytime you don't, if something's not right with mine, please speak up, because I'm kind of a perfectionist on that, or at least I try to give as good as I can. So, but, yeah.
WDAKLL.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, monitoring. N0UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio retrieved. Hey, Jack, heard you out there today earlier. Just wanted to say howdy. How are you doing today?
Oh, very good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm fat, dumb, and ugly, same as every day. Yeah, I thought we were going to get a little break, but I guess it's only a few degrees there. the heat just knocked me out. Yeah, Roger that. It looks like I'll be hiding out in the basement for a few more days.
Well, I'm going back to Cass Lake today, so I'll be swimming here.
Hey, that a boy, Jack. Well, good. I'm kind of glad I have a ball out here. It should be pretty nice. Yeah, Roger, and there's a little bit of a breeze out there, so it might be kind of nice on the water. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you go because I can barely hear you. The volume's pretty low there. The West Bloomfield link is down, apparently, to the FBI, and I couldn't make it on my HT to Warren, so I'm over here on the KC8 LTS in Detroit. But the volume's real low. I can barely hear you.
The one in the West Bloomfield,
ARC. Can you reach that one from Rochester?
Yeah, at my base station, I reached it yesterday, 2 days ago and before. I don't know how, but I do. I got that 9600 BYP, that's why. It's on medium, but it will reach it.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, I'll meet you over there then. We won't be tying up this one. All right, I'll catch you in a bit. Thank you to the couple here, KEAWJ.
Good
talk to you. If I can't catch you, then that's probably I'll be driving. Anyhow, take care. Have a good day. KFA DRC, KEAWJ. Thank you out there, young man. Thank you. Contact KEAWJ. I'll be standing by.
KFA DRC.
Oh, there you are. You're clear as a bell on this one. So, are you on your way out to the lake now, Jack? Jack, if that was you, you got a signal, but there wasn't any audio. Maybe you're in the mobile there. Well, Jack, not sure if you can hear me or not, but looks like we're going to be able to do a little talking today. So have a good day there. Be careful out there on the lake, and we'll catch you later. KEAWJ, I'll be clear. Oh, my goodness, you just come booming in here all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I got you, Jack, but I don't think you can hear me. You know, the BO has changed on this repeater there. It's now 123.0. Yeah, I guess it, too. Roger. There you go. I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. I'm just on a little HD on the porch here. Right now? Oh, my goodness, yes. You're booming in here like you're standing right next to me.
KFA-DIC.
Yeah, I hear you, Jack, although sometimes it kind of cuts out. I don't know, maybe you got a loose wire in the mic, maybe? Yeah, I'm only getting bits and pieces there, Jack, so I guess maybe it's just a little bit too much of a stretch today. But anyway, have a good one there. Be careful be out when you get out on the lake there. If you get out this way a little bit closer, give me a shout. Take care, KEAWJ, I'll be clear.
And I got you. Do my favor.
Yeah, sorry, Jack, I got, all I got was, I got you, and then after that, I kind of didn't hear much else after that.
I guess we're not close by. That way when I take care of you. I'll get you on
the
handheld. I have a handheld with me.
Hey, Jack, I got that one. It was kind of low, but I got you. All right, you have a good one there, and be careful, and we'll catch you later. KEAWJ.
KEAVSI Mobile.
VFI, KEAWJ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Didn't quite catch who that was. You're a little digital for some reason, but that's kind of weird on an analog computer.
Yeah, it is. I do have a digital digital and analog HT that Anytone 878, so I'm suspecting this thing ain't quite right, or maybe it's the owner.
Oh, that wouldn't really have anything to do with it, but maybe you just...
Which repeater are you on? Are you reaching? I'm on the West Bloomfield. And it seems like the link's been going in and out today. Must be my radio acting up because I couldn't get a conversation going with Jack, and I seem to have lost you too.
Okay, well, I heard that, so I don't know what happened. I think there's a couple of routing or connection issues with the network, so it could be anything. I know it's being tended to at some point, so that's probably part of it. Things aren't 100% here, but you got a good radio there. When I do hear you, you sound good, so I wouldn't worry about it too much at this point. KE8BSI.
Yeah, thanks. I switched over for some odd reason. West Bloomfield seems to be the link to the rest of the FBI seems to be going in and out. So I switched over to the KCA LTS there in Detroit there, and I got you loud and clear now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're exactly right. Some of the linking with some of the places are either not working or intermittent or things like that. So, all right, very good. You sound real good now.
So what are you up to this afternoon? Are you on lunch?
Yeah, I don't necessarily be on lunch. I'm retired, but yeah, I'm actually just getting out of the house, running to get me a Butterburger at the Culver's, and I'm going to enjoy that. Just a quick little run, so I thought I'd throw my call out and see if anybody was listening or whatnot.
Oh, man, that sounds good. You got my stomach suddenly chewing on my backbone here.
Yeah, they got a good burger, that's for sure. Holy cow, is it crowded. Wow. Wow. I might end up changing destinations, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just pulling in the parking lot here, so thanks for coming back. And I'm going to go get fed, hopefully. KEABSI.
Okay, good luck. Have a good day and a good weekend there. Be careful out here. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
Thanks, you're still out there. KFAGIC.
Hey, go ahead, Jack. I'm out here. KEAWOJ.
No, I just wish to warn again, and I'm on a probably very wide open place because I'm on a 10-mile road.
Oh, okay, you're in your mobile now. 10-mile. Oh, you're going south then from Rochester. Are you headed out this way toward the lake?
I'm heading from 10-mile to the lake.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're loud and clear now.
Because it's wide open here, that's why. Not much free here on 10-mile in the field.
Yeah, roger that. You're getting to be a regular lake guy there. Regular fixture on Cass Lake.
You know what? You just called me to come over. I said, no problem.
Well, heck yeah, why not, right? Probably a whole lot cooler there, anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. All right, we'll talk later, anyhow. I'll give you a shout on the walkie-talkie, see how it's doing. Take care. KFA-DRC.
Okay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Jack, what radio are you on? You're a little quiet today.
Okay, I'll be clear.
Let me try that again. Jack, what radio are you on? You're a little quiet today.
I'm on DB20.
Oh, okay, well, you're making it into the system really good, but you just sound quiet to me. All right, well, anyhow, carry on. I'm at my stop.
Hi, John. Good talking to you. Take care. KFA-GIC.
Yeah, everybody seems a little quiet on here. Been in this place for a while.
So I'm on the U WMP, so let me switch.
Yeah, I'm also on UMP. That's where you're quiet.
All right, switch to Warren. Let me hear you now, Jack.
Okay, how about now? Is now any better? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right, yeah, okay. Huh, that's weird. UMP, which is usually really loud, is quiet today. All right, I'm at my stop. Thanks, Dave. Good observation. W8FU.
K8FU.
W8FSM from W8FU. KF8F. W8FU. Not important. You're not in the room. Don't bother.
WD8KLL.
WD8KLL, AV8PR.
AV8PR, WD8KLL. Greg here in Burton, how you doing?
Hello, Greg. My name is Phil. Copy under Yulima. Which system are you on?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I'm, up here working off the Holly repeater. I'm over near Burton.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, I'm down near Pontiac right now, heading home.
Okay, yeah, it's a little warm out there. I just got done mowing the yard, so glad to get that over with.
I'd say you're brave to be doing that on a day like today. My wife and I are supposed to be going down to the ballpark to watch the Tigers game. I'm having second thoughts about it.
Yeah, that's, you know, we got to get down there ourselves. We've been talking about it. And I've only been to, I think, 2 games in my life. So I went once 2 years ago and haven't been back since, so. It's always a good time.
Yeah, I probably haven't been there in at least 10 years, maybe more. So it was a Father's Day gift for our son. So got to do it, please, for him.
Yeah, roger, roger. All right, Phil, I believe it was, I didn't catch the call again here, but I'll write it down. I've heard you out here before talking to Sean and the guys. I know Jack from the GMRS side. I just got my license as well as Jack did, but I just upgraded to my general here about 2 weeks ago. But I'm a newbie, just... the end of March, I think I got my technician.
Well, congratulations on getting up to your general so quickly. The next step will be the extra. It's really not that hard. So, glad to see you did it. All right, yeah, I run the West Bloomfield repeater as part of the network. You know, with between the Holly and the Chelsea and the Mount Clemens and Richmond and Warren, they're all connected.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm, I think we got two up here that are connected, the Holly, and then I believe the Flint, 444-600.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with what's up there, but right now the Warren machine is off the network. There's an issue with that, so if you're trying to reach Jack or somebody, he may not hear you. So, all right, very good. Greg, talk to you later. I'm almost home as it is, so got to get ready to go to the game. Talk to you later. AB8PR, Alpha Bravo 8, Papa Radio.
It's back online. Warren's back on.
Well, there, Sean. How you doing, Sean? Okay, Phil. Good talking with you. AB8PR from WD8KLL.
KATX, Nash Northern.
Yeah, why am I not hearing him, Sean?
Okay, hold on. Stand by. Are they going to light up my con here? We'll disconnect.
Yeah, sir. Hey, Sean. They just put a watch out, and I was getting ready to make an announcement, sir.
You go right ahead. Everybody stay clear of the frequency until I announce it disconnected. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours. W8FU.
I can hold back while you disconnect, sir, if that's what you need to do.
All right, yeah, give me a minute here, and I'll let you know. Okay, the FBI network stands alone. If you are interested in the MI1 CMN network, go to Mount Clemens or Detroit. W8FU.
Yeah, Sean, Warren's not queuing up when I'm on my machine.
Oh, yeah, looks like it's back offline. That's a problem.
Oh, well, those things happen. You're going to be at breakfast tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I gotta talk to you. Not over the air about.
Okay.
Mr. T-Mobile. All right, talk to you later, AB8 here.
PDF.
W8FU.
Good evening.
Figured you're out on a dinner run?
Okay, I'm hearing things. W8RCY.
Was that you, Donald?
Yeah, that was me just saying good evening. Thought you might be out on a dinner run.
Yeah, I was running out for some chow, and I'm almost there. And nobody answered here, so I went over to the doctor's side, and one of the guys answered me there, so I finished up with him and then figured I'd come back. But I'm almost here. Going to take in the Ryan Grill.
Ah, the Professor Don used to talk about that place a lot, and I was meaning to try it couple of times during the Lent season there when you're supposed to eat fish, and he says the fish was really good there, so I don't know. I just never made it there or anything, so. But that's one of those places I got to check out.
Yeah, Don and I used to come here and get fish on Fridays. The fish is very good. But they got a big, big, pretty expensive menu, and they got a lot of stuff, so they got an online menu. But, all right, I'm going to go in and see if my stuff's ready. Catch you in, on the drive home. Dove, you had a few.
Okie dokie. W8RCY. Did you catch a Tory chicken, or is that just a chicken you caught and you're bringing home?
Was there any chicken? Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife had a the Ryan Grill equivalent to a honey, so that's a chicken finger pita. But I got fish, so no chicken for me.
I looked at the menu.
Hello, Tom.
I'm looking just bought a huge rotisserie chicken from Members Market and Sam's Club. He's making chicken salad with croissant.
There you go. We haven't had a rotisserie chicken in a while. That sounds good, actually. I always liked it. Where was the one that I liked? There was one I liked in particular. And, just FYI, I know you travel a lot, so it matters. Of course, the Central Michigan repeaters are disconnected from the FBI repeaters, and the 2.6 is standalone until I can get to it. We blew a PoE injector. That rain come down the Cat5 cable and blew out the PoE injector. So until I can get another one and get over there and replace it, the 2.6 is standalone.
W8RCY copies that information. Thank you.
Yep, my generator's coming tomorrow, so hopefully I'll have enough time after breakfast to go get a PoE injector, go by there, put it in, get it up and running. But it'll depend if my... generators gets bumped up. They got it slotted for a 3 o'clock delivery, so I should have more than enough time to take care of it. We'll see. Assuming that's all that's wrong, I'm pretty sure that's it. All right, I'm home with the vittles. I'm going to get inside and catch everybody in a few from in there. W8FU.
W8RCY, we're clear.
Yes, Don, stay dry. KKK Rail.
You're a little crackly, but if you can understand me, I am dry out here. There isn't a drop of rain on my balcony or on my glass tabletop or nothing out here. And the sun's shining. Sky is blue. I look at radar, and I still got green around me, and I still got a blip of orange coming my way out of Ann Arbor. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I've seen just about every weather condition on the radar versus what I'm actually seeing out the window. I got a plane. I got a commercial airliner flying by. But I've yet to see, I've yet to see snow. And if I see snow, then my evening is complete. Have a good night. Be safe if you're still on the road. W8RCY.
You do the same.
OCQ, CQ, WB8, ZOM. CQ, CQ, WB8, ZOM.
KFA CWF.